This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Tecumseh's Park and Recreation Craft and Vendor Show. And to talk more about that, I have the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation Operations Manager, Ashley Gomez-Carpenter. Ashley, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. It's great to see you, Dale.
Oh, boy, I tell you, a lot of people look forward to the Craft and Vendor Show.
They do. We're looking to see 400 to 600 people this year.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot. When you get down to it, about the length of the show, that's not too bad.
No, that's a really good number. We have about 100 parking spots. So to think that we see 400 to 600 people is just mind-blowing.
It is. It really is. Okay, so when is the vendor and craft show going to be held?
So that is going to be Saturday, March 14th, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll just be $2 a person. The kiddos are free, and strollers and wheelchairs are welcome.
Okay, great. So what can people expect this year? I understand you have a sold-out show, huh?
Yes, we do. So we have over 60 booths filled, both gyms, and they can expect anything from jewelry, handmade, blankets. There's going to be woodwork, ceramics, artwork. We have a lot of health and wellness this year, which is great to see, and a lot of skin products.
Oh, neat. Neat,
yes.
Neat. Yeah. Now, are these pretty much local vendors and crafters?
Yes. So I do have a lot of local. This year, though, there are quite a few that came from out of town. And we're talking about Monroe, Tipton area. So they're looking for us.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, the thing is that being in the two gyms makes it so that it's going to be nice and open, I would think.
Yes. So it's not overcrowded. There's room to, like I said, if you bring a wheelchair, there's going to be room for you to get down those aisles. And we have everything spaced out well. So I try not to book like two blanket makers right next to each other. So there is a lot to see.
Okay. So there might be, you know, something like that. You know, you might see somebody making blankets in one area and then maybe another person doing the same thing in another area then?
Yes.
Okay.
That is true.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me that they didn't even know that we had a second gym.
Ah.
They get through and I was like, did you go see the other gym? And they're like, a second gym? I was like, yeah, make sure you make your way over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice thing too about if you've never have been in the Parks and Rec over there at Tecumseh, that you do have the two gyms, which is really, number one, a neat thing to be able to have.
Yes.
And for this show, even better because you'll be able to go in and spread the crafters and vendors and space them out a lot more, too.
Yes. And if you love Girl Scouts, come. They will be in our lobby area for Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, this is good because I know a lot of people will be looking forward to getting those Girl Scout cookies, and that's going to be the place that Saturday.
It will be. It will be. They'll probably sell out fast. I would not doubt it.
Ooh, yeah. So meanwhile, get there early, huh?
Yes.
What are some of the other things that we can expect during the craft and vendor show?
So some other things they can expect to find: Color Street Nails, Tupperware, Pampered Chef, and again, those Girl Scout cookies.
Yes. Can't forget about those, Ashley.
No. But we'll have other baked good items. I have some kettle corn vendors. There is going to be Michigan fudge there.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have some different vendors. I'm excited.
Yeah. A nice variety, it sounds like, then, Ashley.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is something that you can really spend a nice amount of time just looking through all the different vendors that you'll be having.
Oh, yeah, easily. With Easter, it's going to be a perfect time to fill those Easter baskets. There's going to be a lot of unique gifts. And then also with Mother's Day. I mean, who doesn't want that one-of-a-kind, handmade gift for Mom?
Yeah. And that's a nice thing about the fact with the crafters. We have so many talented people that are doing that, that it just amazes me, Ashley, the ideas they come up with and the amount of work that goes into some of the projects or some of the items that they do make.
Oh, yeah. The creativity is just astounding.
Yeah.
It's really neat to see.
Absolutely. Now, I'm glad you mentioned about the wheelchairs because those people that may have a little difficulty with that that is very accessible for them to get in.
Yes, absolutely. Even if it's a walker, absolutely you'll be able to get in. Strollers. I know some parents like to bring those wagons.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to put the kiddos in those wagons and strollers and have to carry them around. And then you can shop and, you know, have them knowing that they're not too far behind you.
Or you can put those shopping bags
in
the stroller or the wheelchair or the wagon.
That's right. That's right. And the thing is that there's going to be such a wide variety of things that you're going to be having at the show that you can really kind of pick and choose on what you would like to be able to to buy and purchase that day.
Yes. I always recommend walk through both gyms at least once and then go and do your shopping.
I like that.
I feel like you're going to see something and you're going to pick it and then you'll be like, oh man, I should have got it over there.
Yeah.
So I would definitely walk around, see if you feel for everything and then come back and get it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a good point there that you made, Ashley. I like that because, you know, the thing is that, you know, you can get an overlay of what's there and what's being offered and then come back and say, I want this and I want that.
Yeah. And there's so much artwork, a variety of artwork, hand painting. You're talking about ceramics and like the woodwork. So I just feel like, take a look at everything just before you pick out that one piece. Take a look at everything.
I'm glad you mentioned those because of the fact I think that is more of an interest to be able to come to the show because of those things that you just mentioned that people will be looking forward to seeing at the show and to be able to go in and kind of put it on their list about things that they'll want to take a look at.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great because they're like small businesses and you're going to promote them.
Yeah, exactly, too. Yeah. This had to have been a lot of work to put together again this year, Ashley.
It is a lot of work. It is all set up 100% by the Tecumseh Parks and Rec staff. So we are taking in the registrations. We are doing the advertising. We are making the graphics, putting the booth assignments together. And then when it comes down to it, we are cleaning out those gyms and we are setting up the flooring. We're moving those hoops. We're getting it ready. And then at the end of the show, we are also the ones, we're cleaning it up. We are rolling up those floors. We're putting those hoops back out there. We are just, we're cleaning it all up. We're even doing our own shuttles. So that's what's going to get the vendors from the craft show to their vehicles, just so we have more parking.
Oh, and, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's us. That's the staff.
Oh,
we're
good for you. Good for you. Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate you doing that. That is so such a neat thing that the staff is doing and they're willing to do that too.
It is. I appreciate the staff so much, everything that they put into it and help me coordinate it. It's just very, I'm lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's really wonderful that the show was sold out again this year and that you got a waiting list.
We do. We have a waiting list. So I know that we are less than 2 weeks away. But if you might be interested next year, give us a call and I'd be happy to add you that wait list. And you'll get an email from us. You'll get a phone call from us. But yeah, it's great.
Okay, and if they want to be able to get on next year's list, what's the best way to make that contact then, Ashley?
Call us at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, the A.J. Smith Rec Center, and we'll put you on that waiting list. So.
Okay, and the phone number is?
Is 517-423-5602.
517-423-5602.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you thought that you didn't know about it or want to get into the show, next year is going to be your year.
Yeah. We fill up so fast. So I do open up to previous vendors starting right after Thanksgiving right after Halloween. And we do that for the month of November. Then December 1st, we open it up to the public. So really within 8 weeks, we are just full.
Yeah.
But never know.
Yeah,
drop out.
Well, that's you never know. You know, somebody says, I really can't do it after all, and gets that open space there for them too.
Yes.
Again, this is going to be when and where, Ashley?
So this is going to be at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. That's 810 North Evans Street in Tecumseh, Michigan, and it is going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 14th.
And the hours are?
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Admission is?
$2 per person, and kiddos are free.
Kiddos are free. All right. Another, like I said at the beginning of the program, something a lot of people look forward to. So make sure this is on your calendar. Don't miss it. And the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation Center, very easy to find. And make it on your calendar so you don't forget, so you'll be able to stop out and find all those treasures Craft and Vendor Show at the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation A.J. Smith Center. Anything else about the show that we haven't mentioned, Ashley?
I don't think so. We are excited and we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us about it. And hopefully that we have a great turnout once again for you.
We hope so, too. Thank you so much.
Thanks. My guest has been Ashley Gomez-Carpenter, the Operations Manager at the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation Center. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.